last one is Stacy. Go ahead, Stacy.
I had a player yesterday who I've been coaching for a while, and he, every week, he's just like, I can't believe how helpful this is. I can't believe how, you know, transformational it's been for my life. And then all of a sudden, we had a breakthrough, and he was able to really understand something that is beyond just the surface stuff. And so when he came back the next week, he's like, it's so powerful. And then he gave me 10 minutes, and then he had to go. And then he called me back a little while later, gave me 20 minutes. And then I was like, what is going on? And then I said, all right, well, when are we finishing this session? And he said, he's an entrepreneur. He's all over the place. And so I said, when are we going to finish this? And he's like, you know what? I just can't fit coaching into my life right now. And I thought, this is so confusing when he's saying we're having, like, how transformational, how wonderful it is, and then all of a sudden coaching doesn't fit in his life. So that part to me, there was like a chance I could say, okay, yeah, let's quit coaching or let's, you know, take a break from coaching or whatever. And so I said, you're welcome to take a break from coaching or stop coaching altogether if that works for you. I said, but can I just share an observation? I said, you've come every week and you've said how great it is. And as soon as we got to that big breakthrough, you don't want to coach anymore. And I said, do you think there's a chance that thing that we discovered, that seems overwhelming to you to tackle something like that, and that maybe it's easier not to deal with it? And I said, maybe that's why you're not wanting to coach with me. And it was total silence, and he said, oh my gosh, Stacy, that's it. He said, I'll see you on Thursday. And so
holy
it
shit,
kind of
that was courageous.
Well, I know, wasn't it? I was so proud of myself.
It really was.
And in that moment of silence, I'm like, oh my gosh, that was too nervy. And then as soon as he's like, oh, Stacy. And that's exactly what it was. I knew that's what was happening. And I'd been bugged because he said, well, maybe I can meet a week from Thursday. I said, you don't have 30 minutes in this week. It was kind of confusing to me, you know. And he just said, I just don't have time for it. And once he realized that, it just was a huge transformation for him. And now we're meeting on Thursday. So I'm really excited about that.
I'm really excited, too, because that's a great example of your courageousness coming out.
Right, right. I know. See, thank you. I told you you're awesome.
Well, thank you. But I think you're awesome.
Well, thank you.
No, it's a great example. So you can learn so much from what Stacy is sharing. So first of all, Stacy, if you watch this Crazy Coaching Friday episode and you see how for Stacy to do something like that was a massive breakthrough. So that's the first step, is just to recognize that that was a breakthrough for her to step up and be courageous and say that to him, given, you know, her life experience and how her thought patterns were operating in the past. So that was the breakthrough, that she had that choice and had that ability to do that. So that's the first thing. Second thing is just to recognize that when we are coaching, and especially if you're coaching and you're using play to win and you're having people really play a bigger game and then start challenging them to get out of their comfort zone, that if they start talking about, oh, I don't have time for this, or I need to take a break, that's 99% or maybe at least 90% of the time, that's because their play small team is starting to win their win over their mind. And that's when you have to be courageous and step up and say, no, wait a minute. This is valuable for you, and you need to do it. You're on the verge of a breakthrough. This is no time for quitting. And you need to be courageous and say these kinds of things to people. They're, in many ways, they're waiting for you to step up and be courageous as their coach. So I just want to really highlight what Stacy said. Great. That's really well done.
Thank you.